Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's amazing. That's Dire Straits, that's who that is. Mark Knopfler on guitar. Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Deaney, award-winning author of Hunting in a Farmer's World, one of the great management minds that I've ever known, and our good friend, longtime 16-year member of our Brain Trust. John, thanks again for being here. Awake at 2o'clock.com is his blog, right? That's your blog,
right,
John?
And then with the number two.
Yeah, with the number two. And then johnfdeaney.com?
Yes.
So check that out. We're talking about the series that you're working on where you're using the seven deadly sins metaphor to describe entrepreneurial sins. And the last one we talked about was lust, and how we sometimes get seduced by things that derail us, that take us off track. And the second deadly sin that we all know of, as we learned in church, in Sunday school, most of us did, is gluttony. How does gluttony have to do with entrepreneurship?
Well, gluttony is the second of the two sins that interfere with your personal effectiveness and prevent you from doing what you should be doing as the owner of your business. And we all experience it to some degree. Because gluttony is when you say, I can do it all myself. You know, the glutton is the first to arrive every morning. He's the last one to go home at night. He works weekends by himself because the employees don't come in.
Mm-hmm.
His to-do list can't fit on one sheet of paper, even when he uses columns.
But no one should get the idea that at this moment that this person feels put upon, that this person feels like he's any kind of, or she's any kind of a martyr or being abused. These are heady times, aren't they?
Well, I think everybody gets that once in a while, I'm being abused thing, but it's self-abuse.
But I'm saying people listening might think that's the case, but for the person, the entrepreneur themselves, these are heady times. I mean, you've never been more alive than you are at that moment.
Oh, right. You're getting up in the morning and you're putting on your Superman.
Because it's your stuff.
Sure. And you've taught everybody how to do everything, so therefore you know how to do it better than they do because you taught them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you solve all the problems. Everybody comes to you and you get that little bit of adrenaline rush all day long because you make decision after decision instead of letting other people or forcing other people to make decisions. You know, and every time you do, you pat yourself on the back, and it's another obstacle knocked down, and it's another thing that you prove to be good at.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tempting. You get a lot of gratification out of it.
But this is one of those things where, in the early, it's sort of like instincts in nature, in animals, until for a long time, that raw emotion is good. Because you get a lot of work done when you don't have a lot of money, you can't afford a lot of help, and it's exciting. But at some point in time, you've got to let go of the lust. You've got to make a transition, don't you?
Yeah, if you don't learn to delegate, and that's the counteracting virtue, is an appropriate delegation process, then you're going to be doing it yourself forever because nobody's going to force it out of your hands. Whatever it is you've decided to take on to yourself, nobody's going to step up. None of your employees are going to step up and say, boss, you know, I'm better at that than you are. Why don't you just back off? I mean, I wish they would, but that doesn't happen a whole lot.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. So you have to, go ahead, finish.
I was just going to say, you know, learning to delegate to people means you have to bite your tongue and not solve the problem for them. And let them think it through. And sometimes they're going to make mistakes. Sometimes they're not going to do it exactly the way you did it. And you've got to learn to live with that.
The thing that I like to tell people about this, John, is that you're the only one who is perfect. And the only reason why you're perfect is because it's exactly the way you want to do it.
Exactly.
Even if it's not perfect in the world's eyes, it's perfect in your eyes. And you have to realize that if everything has to be perfect in your business from here on out, then your business will be exactly as you see it right now. But if you can live with diluting perfection one notch to excellence, which you can have with delegation, you can have excellence with delegation. You just can't have perfection. If you can live with that, then the business can change and grow. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Well, the old saying is, who can get more done, you or five people that can do things 80% as well
mm-hmm.
as you? And the math is easy. What I recommend to people, and I teach a management course every year, is there's a book, well, it's 25 years old now, from Ken Blanchard and William
mm-hmm.
Hawkins Jr., called The 1 Minute Manager Meets the Monkey.
I hate to tell you this. That one. Okay, I was afraid. I didn't know you were talking about the monkey book. I was going to say, John, I hate to tell you, that book's 35 years old.
The monkey is 25.
I'm sorry.
but it's excellent because it's one of the Blanchard books. It's a lot of white space and big letters and stuff, but it gives you four simple steps for delegating something to an employee and making sure that it doesn't crash and burn on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one is define who owns the problem. And I love where he says in the book, an employee walks into your office and says, "Boss, we have a problem." And your answer should be, "Well, I didn't have the problem before you walked into the room, so
mm-hmm.
how did this become a we problem?"
Well, and also, this is where I come back to the CEO thing. When we come back, can we talk about how being a CEO can solve both of these issues?
Sure.
The lust and the gluttony. We're going to do that, folks, with John Deeney right after these messages. JohnFDeeney.com is the book. Is the website, JohnFDeeney.com. Awake at 2 o'clock with a number 2.com is his blog. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.